Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, a continuing in-depth team coverage of the protests here in Southern California and across the country. Got a bunch of them planned in Orange County today. Let's take you there live, KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
And these are really starting to gain ground on social media. Looks like a total of 8 protests, Black Lives Matters protests will be happening across Orange County, starting in Newport Beach. There's going to be one at 10 o'clock this morning, and then looks like maybe another one at 2 o'clock at the pier. Also noon at MacArthur Boulevard and PCH, and then at, again, I said like 2 o'clock at the Newport Pier. So again, all of these have been gaining ground on social media, and it's unclear exactly how many people will be at the protests, but it has been enough for the police departments to put out a statement here in Orange County saying that they do know about these, that they're assuring that there will be public safety, and that they'll be monitoring these events that will be happening today. Also in Irvine, they've got a couple of events scheduled. Reporting live in Orange County, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The curfews across the county are continuing despite the fact that the looting and the vandalism at least diminished last night. Let's go live downtown LA. Right now, here is our John Barrett.
And there are more and more calls for the end of the curfews or for the curfews to be significantly curtailed. This as the demonstrations go on. There were a number of them in the L.A. area yesterday, including the big one in Hollywood, and they were peaceful.
Seemed like the right tension level. The protest was clear. The cops stood their ground.
Some 250 people were arrested last night, mostly for curfew violations. Some agitators pushed their way into an apartment building near 5th and Broadway downtown. Some of them went to the roof and were throwing things at police on the street. Officers removed them.
We're not going to charge them with curfew because they were inside, and I can't prove that they were out here.
Meantime, that 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew just expired, but the sheriff says the L.A. County curfew will go on until the demonstrations are over. The ACLU sent letters to the city and county both, claiming that curfew orders infringe on First Amendment rights. Still, Mayor Eric Garcetti defended the curfews, saying he needs to protect all L.A. residents. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Protesters and police told KNX that the Black Lives Matter protest in Hollywood was the smoothest yet.
There were thousands of marchers. It was a diverse crowd, and the protest lasted all day.
As a black man myself, it's just so beautiful. Like, it is, it's amazing. It's indescribable.
Everyone comes together. It's such an important cause. We have to be here.
I saw demonstrators chase off two taggers, spray painting a wall.
Get them out of here. Get them out of here.
Police arrested some looters who they told me were not part of the protest. In Hollywood, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Board of Supervisors in San Bernardino County has agreed to consider declaring racism a public health crisis following a meeting during which they heard from African-American church leaders and activists, including Rakayla Simpson of the BLU Educational Foundation.
We are in a state of emergency. Black people dying is a state of emergency. And if the Center for Disease Control can declare violence a public health emergency, then racism that causes that violence should be declared a public health issue as well. Enough is enough.
Here's Supervisor Janice Rutherford.
During this meeting, I've had three people reach out to me over social media and ask for, and these are white women, how they can get involved, how they can learn more, how they can understand more.
Supervisors asking staff to draft some plans for a group to study the impact of racism on county residents.
Santa Monica residents, a lot of them have been upset about the police response to looters the other day and have been circulating petitions to get the chief recalled. Nearly 24,000 so far have signed the online petition. More than 450 people were arrested on Sunday and Monday for looting and vandalizing businesses following the protests. But those who want the chief recalled say that she was unprepared and that there were too many officers monitoring the lawful protesters instead of dealing with all the looters.
An entire meeting of the L.A. Police Commission focusing on hearing from the people and the majority who, many of them, wanted the chief gone.
They're appalled at the way the protests have been handled over the past few days. This 18-year-old was the last of hundreds of speakers over the course of about 8 hours.
The LAPD and the National Guard being positioned in Los Angeles promotes violence and is extremely counterproductive to the Black Lives Matter movement. This is all a way to pathetically silence the voices of the oppressed.
She asked Chief Moore and the commissioners to truly understand the reason behind the demonstration.
The people are simply asking for the safety of their lives.
There was a loud chorus of people calling for the chief to resign or be fired.
You need to resign, Chief Moore, or the group of y'all needs to do the right thing and fire him. What you said about the protesters were reprehensible. LAPD's involvement in 601 people killed in the past 7 years is reprehensible.
Chief Moore has apologized more than once now for his comment that George Floyd's death was in the hands of looters as much as the cops. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.